So if you grew up on a farm and you're lucky enough to be inheriting that farm or a portion of that farm, then you're set. I mean, then you have that land available. But I would say at least 3/4 of the students who take Illinois Farm Beginnings don't have that luxury of having a farm that they can either rent or inherit from their parents. So we've been really trying hard to overcome what's been really identified as the number one barrier to new farmers getting started, which is the high cost of farmland. And most of our new farmers cannot just plunk down a few hundred thousand dollars or so. And the way farmland prices have been going the last few years, it's hard to get an acre of good land for $10,000. And so we've been looking at some really creative ways to sometimes match older farmers and younger farmers. We've put together long-term lease, kind of a sample long-term lease that people can modify if they want to, so that a new farmer has the security that they can be on that land and not be kicked off the next year or the next year, but can know that the lease is for 5 years or 10 years or sometimes 30 years. So it's almost the same as owning it, except you don't have to plunk down a whole bunch of money at the beginning. And we've had some success with that kind of matching. There was a farmer near Forest for Fairbury, an elderly farmer whose daughters pretty much told him, "You know, Dad, you have to get off the tractor." But the daughters are, have their careers. One lives in Texas, one lives in California, and they got in touch with a land connection, and we just put it out through our e-newsletter that there was this opportunity here in Central Illinois for a lease situation. And the people who actually ended up now farming that land, this is their second year, to a young couple, they didn't have the idea of leasing in their head. They were actually looking to own a farm, but they saw it was impossible given their financial situation. And so they were able to meet with the two daughters who now manage the farm from a distance and the elderly gentleman who still lives on the farm. And they worked out a really great plan to have a long-term lease. And it turns out that now the young farmers and the elderly farmer are quite good friends. They visit with each other all the time. The elderly gentleman is so happy to have animals on his farm again. That's how he grew up. And over time, it became corn and soybeans. And now he sees again young farmers on his land, and he sees chickens and goats and pigs and ducks, and I forget what all they're raising. But it really, he sits out in his yard in his lawn chair and just watches the animals, and it makes him happy. And the kids come by, the young adults come by and visit with him, and he's just, it's been a wonderful match for everybody.